This is JIS News. Coming up, new police commissioner pledges increased accountability. Motorcycles now require import permit, and TEF invests millions in support of coastal cleanup. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Newly installed Commissioner of Police, Dr. Carl Williams, is assuring that under his leadership, the members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be held to the highest standards of integrity. Commissioner Williams says the leadership of the JCF will ensure there is accountability and transparency at all levels of the organization. He was addressing a change of command ceremony at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew Monday, where he officially assumed command of the JCF from Acting Commissioner Glenmore Hines. Dr. Williams is asserting that members of the JCF in seeking to make Jamaica safer, will discharge their duties with impartiality and a firm commitment to the rule of law.
This will assure every Jamaican of their right to equal treatment under the law and ensure that no citizen is seen as above the law, whether they are a member of the public, a police officer, or a public official.
Dr. Williams adds that under his watch, the JCF will act decisively to remove corrupt members of the force, noting that the new Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA, will strengthen efforts in this regard. Among the dignitaries in attendance at the ceremony were Governor General His Excellency Sir Patrick Allen, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting, and Chief Justice Zela McCalla. The Jamaica Customs Agency is advising that motorcycles now require an import permit from the Trade Board prior to being shipped to Jamaica. A C-87 entry should also be submitted for imported motorcycles with immediate effect. A release from Jamaica Customs says the requirements are in accordance with the motor vehicle import policy. Changes to the policy also stipulate that motor vehicle parts, such as pickup cabs, pickup beds, and truck cabs, now require import permits from the Trade Board prior to importation. Additionally, returning residents can now import motor vehicles up to 10 years old. However, Jamaica Customs is reminding that under normal circumstances, cars and motorcycles being imported should not exceed 5 years, while light commercial vehicles should not exceed 6 years. The public is also being reminded that the importation of damaged vehicles or vehicles considered to be in a salvaged state is prohibited, regardless of the extent of the damage or whether the damage occurred while the vehicle was in transit. Visit the Trade Board's website at tradeboard.gov.jm for more information. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil is scheduled to leave Jamaica today for the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he will attend a meeting of the tourism ministers and commissioners of the Caribbean Tourism Organization. The meeting is set for this Wednesday and is part of a series of business meetings prior to the CTO's annual State of the Industry Conference being held in partnership with the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands from September 17 to 19. The State of the Industry Conference is the Caribbean's leading tourism meeting. It brings together Caribbean tourism practitioners, policymakers, strategic partners from the public and private sectors, academics, and travel professionals to discuss issues and identify courses of action that will benefit the Caribbean's tourism industry. Minister McNeil returns to the island this Thursday, September 18. And the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has spent more than $20 million to support coastline cleanup activities since 2008. Senior Project Administrative Officer at the TEF, Michelle Clayton Brown, says for close to 6 years, the agency has been the major sponsor of the Coastal Cleanup Day activities, coordinated by the Jamaica Environment Trust. Mrs. Clayton Brown is urging Jamaicans to be environmental stewards, as visitors to the island are now paying keen attention to environmental management.
This is something that we consider a very serious initiative because, of course, the environment is the backdrop of the tourism product, and we want to ensure that the product overall is protected. And one element of that is the environment. It may be a one-day initiative, but we are striking at the very hearts and we're encouraging social behavior. Change.
International Coastal Cleanup Day 2014 is being observed September 20 with the main activity at Hellshire Beach in St. Catherine. Go to jamintrust.org for a list of sites and to register for the beach cleanup. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.